Tonight, we're going to read a story called Der Teufels Rubinger Bruder. This story starts out with a soldier by the name of Elijah. Now, this soldier was recently honorably discharged from his years of military service and, contemplative, decides to go for a walk in the forest. And in this forest, he met a reasonably smaller gentleman. He says, "Hello." The man says, "Hello," back. Elijah says, "How you doing?" "I'm all right. I'm kind of hungry, I guess." They're not having a good conversation because back in those days, when you meet someone in the forest, they either want to leave you alone or kill you. Turns out they didn't want to kill him. He actually wants to help Elijah. Elijah says, "Well, you know, I'm hungry. I don't really have any money, though. I just got discharged, but we don't have a pension or anything back in the old days." So this guy says, "All right, well, here's the deal. I am the devil." And Elijah says, "If you say so." And the devil says, "Yeah, you can trust me. Here's the deal. I will take you in as my servant, and you will want for nothing else. And over the course of the next 7 years, I'll give you food, water, shelter, you know, whatever you could desire. But you must not clean yourself in any way. You're not allowed to groom, not allowed to cut your hair or trim your nails. If you cry, I can't imagine why you would, but if you wipe it, that's no good." And Elijah says, "Yeah, well, I'm desperate, so I'm practically halfway to what you're saying already. And I don't know why you'd want a filthy, disgusting servant in your home, but okay, I can do that." And he agreed. He says, "All right, should I just keep calling you Devil? Do you have a name?" Devil looks at him and says, "Meh, you can call me Luke, I guess. That works." And Luke led Elijah down to hell. It's like, "All right, here's your job. There are large kettles in which I have lava boiling because I like to boil lava. And it takes a long time, you know. So all I need you to do is maintain the fire and just keep this house clean. Like, sweep the dirt and ashes. You can sweep them behind the door because that's the place for them. Just to, you know, you ensure everything here is repaired. I don't want to hear any squeaky hinges. If the faucet's leaking, that's your job. I'm not going to deal with it. One thing, just don't look inside the lava boiling kettles, because if you look at lava, it boils slower." "Sure, okay. Don't look in the kettles because it's bad. And when I tell you not to do something, you don't do it. I'm the devil. Trust me on this." "Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, don't look in the kettles and don't wash. It'll be like a Saturday night." And all right. And Luke just takes off. He's got to go tempt men across the world or whatever. And Elijah said, "You know what? This is my lot in life, but I'm going to do a good job." So he does the work. He cleans, repairs. Luke returned after a while. It's like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Everything's going smoothly. Nothing wrong. Nothing doing." Luke says, "All right," and leaves again. Elijah gets curious, but he's cautious. You know, he wants to know what lava looks like when it boils, because it's the one thing he was told not to do. Best not to cross the devil. Well, after time, you get curious, and you get too curious, and curiosity won. So he walks up to the first kettle, and he raises the lid, and inside he finds a man, but not just any man. He finds an old corporal of his, and the guy just kind of boiling in lava. Like, well, Elijah didn't really like him to begin with, so he kind of just lets the lid on the kettle go back down and adds a log to that fire. And I know you're thinking, adding a log to a boiling kettle of lava probably doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things, but it's the thought that counts. And Elijah, after doing this, says, "Well, nothing bad happened. Let's see what's in the other kettle." Opens that, and it's a former ensign of his. And you know what? Elijah didn't like him either. So before the guy could say anything, he just closes up the lid and adds a log to his fire too. Elijah says, "You know what? there's got to be something interesting in one of these. So he opens up a third kettle. Bam, former general of his. And Elijah liked him the least. And the general tries to, you know, bargain and get out of his boiling lava-filled prison. But Elijah says, no. Too many of my friends died because of your stupid orders. Bam, closes the lid and adds a log to his fire. On top of that, he fetched a bellows and just kind of fanned the flames for a good while. And this went about kind of for the rest of his 7-year tenure, or so he wanted it to. You know, he enjoyed his work. These people deserve to be in hotter lava because I'm sure they could tell the difference. And in about half a year's time from then, good old Luke returned. Says, how's everything going? Oh, done everything you asked. I look pretty good. I look pretty spiffy. Hair's kind of long. Nails kind of long, too. That's, you know, hard to deal with, but I've been eating well. Yeah, there's a problem, Elijah. I can tell that you looked into my boiling lava kettles, and I also told you not to do that. And I told you there'd be consequences. Elijah says, yeah, I did, and I apologize, and, you know, I understand. You're the devil. You gotta keep a hard line, otherwise people will think you've gone soft. Like, well, you know what? I'm gonna cut you a break, because even though you did look into kettles, after you did that, you added a log to the fire, and that's the kind of guy that I like. That's the kind of guy I'm looking for. So you know what? I don't think anyone's gonna be saying anything bad about me. You can go home. You're good. Like, okay. Is there anything else you wanted before I go, Luke? No, not really. What about, like, I don't know, wages? And Luke says, I'll tell you what. Get a knapsack and fill it up with the ashes from behind the door, which have probably piled up a lot by now. And I'll tell you what. You must, from now on, continue unwashed and uncleaned. And wherever you go, you must introduce yourself as the devil's sooty brother. And Elijah says, why? And Luke says, because I told you to. And Elijah says, okay. He's not quite satisfied. He just got a bag of ashes for 7 years worth of wages. But it's just something you deal with. You know, you don't go up against the devil if you're one man. Well, he made it back to the forest. He checked the ashes in his knapsack. He's wondering how he's going to spend them or if he's just going to dump them. Turns out they turned into gold, which is a wonderful sort of parting gift from the devil. So he says, well, I've been in the fires, so to speak, for a while. I'm going to enjoy myself and go to a local inn. The landlord is just horrified at the sight of this man that has come before him. Says, where are you from? Elijah just kind of looks left and right and says, hell? Well, okay, who are you? Oh, yeah, I'm, the devil's sooty brother. And the landlord says, sorry, we're all booked up. And Elijah says, well, I have some gold in this knapsack. And the landlord says, okay, come on in. Ordered him the best room, ate and drank to his heart's desire, but he chose not to wash because he's already on kind of thin ice with the devil. Landlord, of course, gets a little greedy. Like, well, there's a knapsack full of gold somewhere in this inn, and I know it like the back of my hand, so I'll find it. And he steals the knapsack from Elijah. And instead of Elijah taking it up with the local authorities or the landlord directly, he decides to go kind of straight to the bottom and heads back to hell to complain to Luke. And he begs him for help. Luke, man, he stole my knapsack. What up? The devil says, okay, I guess I'm a little bored today. I'll deal with your problems. Like, all right, get over here. Get in this basin. I'm going to wash and groom you. And you don't know washing and grooming until you've had it from the devil. He gets another knapsack. It's like, all right, you go back to the landlord and you demand your gold back. Or you can tell him from me that he will be damned for eternity, which is a long time. So Elijah does. He goes back. He's like, hey, it's me. I know you don't recognize me because now I look glorious, but I want my gold back, or you can deal with the devil himself. And the landlord, for whatever reason, did not think that this man was crazy and said, yeah, I bet he talks to the devil, and acquiesced. It's like, please, I realize you have a straight line to the devil, so put in a good word for me, you know, keep this on the down low. It's a secret. I'm sorry I stole from you. I just don't want to burn in hell forever. So now Elijah is filthy rich. Eventually finds his father, you know, gives him a little money. He's like, hey, Dad, I'm back. I made something of myself. Was the devil's sooty brother for years. And Dad's like, oh, well, that's a respectable position, or so I've heard. And Elijah goes out and buys a cloak and a piccolo and decided to spend the rest of his days traveling and playing music to delight the peasants of the world. He goes and gets into a kingdom and says, you know, hey, what's up, king? I'm going to play the piccolo for you. And the king says, okay, that's fine. And so Elijah plays the piccolo for him, and the king is so moved by this piccolo playing that he's like, here, take my daughter, eldest daughter, marry her, you'll be great. Dad, no, real quick, no, I don't want to marry a common minstrel, please. I'm prince material. It's like, okay, you can have my youngest daughter. She says, yeah, okay, I would enjoy traveling. So Elijah married the younger princess, and he went about his day. Then the kingdom itself disappears after the king dies because the eldest daughter never actually got married, which means that the royal line disappeared and could not continue. After all that happened, Elijah was maybe 40 years old. He gets visited by his uncle in the sanitarium because he has to break to him the bad news that, sorry, Elijah, you've been hallucinating for the past 20 years or so, ever since you got that PTSD in the army. And that's how that ends. Now go to bed.